the home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
Skyhooks, all my friends are getting married. 2GZ and KWIZ. Good morning, it's 9:44 in Australia and in Santa Ana, California, 3:44 now. A lot of Australian people have made big names right around the world. I guess you've heard of the Seekers, and I guess you've also heard of Olivia Newton-John. Well, there's one man here in Australia that's been around on the recording scene for years. Good morning, Billy Thorpe.
Good morning.
I understand you're moving to America, Los Angeles, to live.
In the next 6 to 8 weeks, everything going okay.
This isn't the first time you've been to America, Bill.
No, I've been to the States a few times. Last time was for the original American Song Festival. I was lucky enough to get two songs in the into the semi-finals, it was a very, very impressionable trip for me, and I had planned to move back quite a lot sooner, but circumstances and commitments here have just been here almost a year now, you know.
When do you actually arrive in Los Angeles?
May.
May.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to getting into America and living there. Both trips that I've been to the States have been so frustrating, having to leave, you know. It seems so open there and so much more susceptible to ideas and to people with original ideas, and I feel that it's the right sort of ambience for me to be operating in. I feel very confident about America. I love American people, and I just like their whole attitude to the music business, the music industry, and I like their attitude towards musicians, particularly in California, because I feel the whole place is permeated by entertainment. You know, you really feel the atmosphere there.
How many number one records do you think you've had in Australia?
Over the years, I'd have no idea. I started recording in 1964.
Yeah.
And I've had them in batches of records since then, you know. I'd say probably about, 15, somewhere between 15 and 18, something like that.
There's your latest single that's been released, It's Almost Summer. Will that be released perhaps in America?
Yeah, I just finished an album which was released here, and it was primarily for America, for the American market. It's called Million Dollar Bill, and that's one of the tracks from the actual album. That's a song I wrote in Melbourne where it rains a hell of a lot, you know.
Incredible. Never mind, that Californian weather is absolutely
fantastic.
Yeah,
well, it's been pretty good there, actually.
Bill, all the very best, and watch out, Los Angeles.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's almost summer.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.